Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I'm so glad to be with you in this time when so much is in turmoil and we've endured so much. It's very hard. But please, just for a few minutes, just sit still and listen. I'm going to read from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 8, verses 1 to 9. We want you to know, brothers and sisters, of the grace of God that has been given to the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their profound poverty overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For according to their means and beyond their means, spontaneously, they begged us insistently for the favor of taking part in the service to the holy ones. And this, not as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and to us through the will of God, so that we urged Titus that as he had already begun, he should also complete for you this gracious act also. Now as you excel in every respect, in faith, discourse, knowledge, all earnestness, and in the love we have for you, may you excel in this gracious act also. I say this not by way of command, but to test the genuineness of your love by your concern for others. There it is again, brothers and sisters. Even in the midst of our difficulties, look for the needs of others. For you know the gracious act of our Lord Jesus Christ, that for your sake he became poor, although he was rich, so that by his poverty you might become rich. God was giving us grace. He was pouring out wisdom upon us. And brothers and sisters, have we received? Or are we just so caught up in this world that we don't see the treasure that God wants to give us? And when you ask, God doesn't come right at that moment. He wants you to follow him, serve him as best as you can, and he will hear your prayer. Then you will see. Once you've followed him, really seek to follow him, and repent when you fail, get up and go again. When we do that consistently, God will guide every step. You might not know it, but he will be. Oh, brothers and sisters, he loves us more than we know, infinitely more than we know. And I don't say that just a phrase. He infinitely knows us better and loves us more than we could ever love. Psalm 146 says, "Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God while I live. Blessed he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, secures justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets captives free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord raises up those who were bowed down. The Lord loves the just. The Lord protects strangers." He wants to do that in us and through us right now. That's why we have to be attentive to what's going on around us. There are moments, of course, there are days, there are weeks when our family needs have overcome every other need. I understand that. But brothers and sisters, it's not hard to ask the neighbor next door if you could be of help to them. Or even a person that you see in the street, is there something you could do for them? God loves you and he wants to love them through you and through me. So don't be so busy that you can't take time just for a moment to say, Lord, I want to be used by you to care for others. Help me to learn how to do that. You'd be surprised. You pick up a book and it answers your question. Pick up a magazine or you see something on the TV and it leads you in the right direction. The Gospel of Matthew today, chapter 5, verses 43 to 48. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun shine on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." Do you know what it means to be perfect, not in the eyes of the world, but putting him in first place, giving God time every day, first place? If you have to get up 15 minutes earlier, if you can, please do that. Give God 15 minutes. Start out with that. And give God some time. God loves you. And God wants to love through you. We are his disciples, are we not? That doesn't mean I go to Mass on Sunday. Be his disciples. Seek to follow him. It doesn't mean you have to preach to everybody you seek. But it does mean that you be kind, loving, prayerful, willing to share your insights or wisdom, helping people out in difficulty in whatever way. That's what God wants of us right now. Are we afraid of that? Listen to this again. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. No. But I say to you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. Listen to this again. Listen to it. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Think of that. Do not tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers, your sisters, your cousins, your friends, if you greet only them, what's unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So, he says, be perfect. It doesn't mean perfect in our sense, but it means to give all we have. Be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. He will show us. He will point the way for us. But be willing. Just say to the Lord, for example, just in your prayer, just say to the Lord, give me grace to help someone today. Give me the grace to help someone today. Someone who needs me. There was a Mother Louise Margaret, who was a French Byzantine, a mystic, and the foundress of the Bethany of the Sacred Heart Community. And she says in part, I can't read the whole thing, but she says in part, I hope in you, O Lord, because of your law. The law of love has replaced the law of fear. It is indeed always the same law. But instead of communicating it to us on Sinai amidst thunder and lightning, you have taught it under the olive trees of Judea and amidst the roses of Jericho. It is no longer the strong and terrible law which punished the guilty with death, but the sweet and compassionate law, which is content with the tears of repentance. The holy law, which is summed up in this one word, love. Love God. Love your enemy. Brothers and sisters, love your brethren. God loves us. He wishes us salvation. Please, brothers and sisters, let us unite with God. Let us unite with his heart and see how much God reaches out to help you. Don't just sit and say, okay, we'll wait. I'll wait till the grace comes. Just say, Lord, please give me the grace. I remember one time a person who will remain unnamed, but a person came by me and she was very angry. I could see it as she passed me and I said, hello, and she just stomped right on by me. She didn't do anything. She didn't say anything. So I waited until I saw her the next time and I said, hello. And she said, oh, that was an awful day, the day you saw me. But I could have helped. I could have made it easier. And she knew that and saw that. Brothers and sisters, a friend stands with another, even when they're in a bad mood or something bad has happened. We still love that person and we want them to know the gracious, gracious love of God. Can you imagine how many less enemies there would be in the world if we were ready and willing to reach out? Brothers and sisters, you are my brothers and sisters. I want to see you in heaven. I want us all to be together there. So please, play your part. Forgive, forget. Please, brothers and sisters, be good to those. Even we all make mistakes, all of us. Can you forgive someone for a mistake? If someone comes to you and says, will you forgive me? Will you forgive them? People have most often forgiven me right away or asked to be forgiven right away. But once I met somebody who did not, who said, it's the last thing I'll do, and kept going away. What would you do in those circumstances? Well, I went home and prayed. I prayed for that person, that God would touch him, that God would inspire him, that he would turn his life around. And he came back to me over a year later and said, thank you for being kind to me. It made a big difference in my life. Brothers and sisters, we're disciples of Jesus Christ. We're not just a human being that's Mr. This or Mrs. That. We are disciples of Jesus. Let his presence work in us. Please, brothers and sisters, open your heart little by little and let him work. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.